Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, everybody in Arizona. Matt Salmon in for Mike Broomhead. And we're going to get you caught up today on the biggest stories of the day. And we're going to do Did You Hear This?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Former Secretary of State Ken Bennett joined you today and discussed the law that surrounds canvassing the election in Arizona.
16642 says that the counties shall, not may, or think about it, shall canvass the election no less than 6 days after the election, no more than 20. There's flexibility between 6 and 20 days, but whether or not you can do it is not an option.
Do you think we could see similar problems like this arise again in 2024?
Well, I hope not. I think that we, as Ken said, we're going to make sure that our elections are operating as they should, and we'll be looking at legislation to make sure that it operates exactly like it should. But the fact is, we are a nation that's a rule of laws, and we need to follow the laws.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema spoke to you today about her concerns regarding border security.
We don't have a legal system that is robust enough to decide quickly who can legally come into the country and who can't. And so our border communities are just overwhelmed with the flood of migrants who are entering the country.
Will the federal government get a plan in place before Title 42 ends?
I sure hope they do, because if they don't, it's going to impact Arizona disproportionately, and we're going to be on the short end of the stick. I'm really thankful that Sinema's voice is loud and strong, telling the Biden administration to make sure that they get their act together, because we've seen enough pain on the borders. Okay, what else?
President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, Danny Seiden, talked about the importance of a new semiconductor plant in Arizona.
This is going to help attract all the chemical producers that you need to make semiconductors, and those are high-paying jobs, too. Those are engineers. All the packaging, all of the component parts that go into that. It's a whole new ecosystem of an economy that we are building here.
Why is it important to continue to diversify our state's economy?
Well, because our economy is going to impact every life in Arizona, and you can't always put your eggs all in one basket. You've got to diversify to make sure that if one segment of the economy goes bad, the other segments you're holding on to are going to go forward. And these semiconductor plants that are in Arizona are going to create some of the best jobs in Arizona, and it's going to help everybody. A rising tide lifts all boats.
Matt, you served in Washington, D.C. for 10 years. What was your proudest accomplishment?
Honestly, my proudest accomplishment, I had a few. One was the No Second Chances for Rapists, Murderers, or Molesters Act that was signed into law by President Bill Clinton. But one of the proudest days of my life was when I got Marine Sergeant Andrew Tamarisi out of prison in Mexico. He was over there treated very, very badly, and I worked for about a year to get him out of prison in Mexico. And when I was able to welcome him with his mother at the airport, it was one of the happiest days of my life. All right, everybody. So there you have it. Did you hear this?